From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Pakistan on a previously unannounced visit to India's regional rival today, the first time an Indian Prime Minister has visited in more than a decade. Earlier, during a stop in Afghanistan, he said he looked forward to meeting Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Speaking in a large hall, he called for the region to unite in support of Afghanistan and the area's future.
All of us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran, and others, must unite in trust and cooperation behind this common purpose.
The two leaders, Modi and Sharif, first resumed contact in a conversation 2 weeks ago at an international climate conference. Relations between the neighbors have been strained since it split from India in 1947. At the same time, both gained independence from Britain. Islamic State loyalists in Afghanistan released a new video today showing a car bombing devastating an Afghan security outpost, as well as violent acts elsewhere, including Pakistan. The purported IS video released to reporters shows footage of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistani security forces, a suicide bombing, gunfights, and roadside bombings, all with Pashto language subtitles. One man is beheaded, two others shot at close range in the back of the head. The video claims the violent acts were conducted in eastern provinces near the border with Pakistan. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria has killed more than 100 people. The fire ignited Thursday in Anambra State. The resulting flames burned people to death standing in line to refill their cooking gas containers. An unknown number of injured were taken to the hospital. The fire reportedly burned for hours. This is VOA News. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on rebel-held suburbs of the capital Damascus killed at least 20 people today. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women and children were among the dead in Thursday's raid on the suburb of Hamuraya. Government warplanes and helicopter gunships often attack opposition-held suburbs in Damascus. Wildfires burning out of control near tourist towns in Australia's Victoria state have burned homes and caused the evacuation of residents and tourists. The wildfires are said to be moving toward the coastal town of Separation Creek near Lorne in the state's southwest. Patrick Carey is a local resident.
They were all prepared to putting their barbecues on. They were cooking away. And all of a sudden, they could see the smoke coming over the hill. They thought it was still 4 hours away, according to what they'd heard. And then all of a sudden, it was an hour away, and all of a sudden, it was half an hour away. So they just dropped everything, stopped cooking, and hopped in their car and headed here.
Wildfires have reportedly burned about 680 hectares. U.S. presidential candidates are reacting to published reports the United States could begin deporting families who were in the country illegally by early January. Democratic frontrunner and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she has real concerns about the reports. Her Democratic rival Bernie Sanders says he's very disturbed by the reports. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump took credit for the news in a tweeted reaction, saying the deportation plan is being considered because he pressured the government to do it. He said, "It's about time." New violence erupted in the West Bank overnight. Three Palestinian attackers were shot and killed as they carried out stabbings and a car ramming, a fourth killed in fights with Israeli soldiers. While Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass in Rome and the Vatican City, Christmas Eve celebrations in the Palestinian-ruled town of Bethlehem were overshadowed by tensions. Robert Berger reports.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations with a march through Manger Square here in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But the atmosphere is gloomy. 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have scared pilgrims and tourists away. Palestinian merchants sat in their shops packed with olive wood souvenirs, but customers were few and far between. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth will use her Christmas broadcast to emphasize that light can triumph over darkness after a difficult year. The Queen is expected to note there have been moments of darkness in the last year, marked by extremist attacks and a migrant crisis that has overwhelmed Europe, but she cites the Bible as offering solace. The 89-year-old Queen wrote the brief speech herself, often reflecting on her own personal beliefs. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.